We will correct Baltimore's structural deficit and protect police, fire, sanitation, and recreation from future cuts and service erosion. We can sustain our commitment to school renovations over the long term. We can prevent furloughs and pay freezes, raise employees' take-home pay, and provide affordable, competitive benefits, helping us to attract and retain the best workforce. We can advance a major demolition surge of vacant homes, tearing down more than 4,000 vacant structures. This plan quadruples local dollars for vacant-to-value demolitions to more than $100 million over the next 10 years. And the investment will be front-loaded with $10 million in city funds combined with another $9 million from Maryland General Attorney's mortgage settlement. Thank you very much. We can significantly increase capital funding to rebuild 10 new recreation centers as a part of our new network of larger, high-quality community centers. We can expand local funding for transportation, including repairing roads and bridges, while seeking a renewed state partnership and commitment for highway revenue, which has declined dramatically in recent years. Each of these new infrastructure investments total more than $370 million over the next 10 years. They'll not only reward the future, but also provide local stimulus to support job creation. We can create new incentives to convert vacant office buildings and construct new apartments downtown and in key neighborhood corridors. This will bring new life and vibrancy to our city, attracting families and improving our tax base over the long run. And finally, we can use much of the savings from the new solid waste and stormwater enterprise and other initiatives to cut property taxes for homeowners by nearly 50 cents. A reduction of more than 22% over the life of the plan. At a critical time when families are making the choice to live in Baltimore or to stay in Baltimore, our property taxes will be more competitive and more families will choose to stay. This plan doesn't solve all of our problems. No realistic plan ever does. But it will show with greater confidence that Baltimore, more than any other city in America, is taking responsibility in getting its own house in order. It will send a message to residents that Baltimore will be a better place to live. It will show markets and businesses that Baltimore will be a better place to invest, and tell state and federal governments that we're serious and deserving of increased support. In the coming weeks and months, I will present many of the specific details of this financial plan. Believe me, I do this with complete sincerity and humility. I only want to change Baltimore for the better. If anything, the financial plan will serve future mayors and city councils before it serves our own political, our own politics. It is born from a belief that if a public servant seeks to govern for the greater good, even difficult reforms will be accepted as the right choices for the future. The state of the city is in our hands. We have the power to make change. This local government, this generation of leaders, has demonstrated the courage to make tough choices and the wisdom to make investments that reward the future. Our people hope and hunger for change and reform. We've come too far and made too much progress to turn back to the old ways of doing business. Baltimore is on the cusp of a proud renewal. Now is the time. We must change to grow. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless Baltimore.